Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you feeling low? Lower boobs, lower estrogen, lower expectations for life in general, lower amounts of Fs to give? Well, you're not alone, and we've got the lowdown. The ladies of Nursing and Cursing are here to welcome you to our sequel, Aging and Raging, the podcast. I'm Kate.
I'm Molly.
I'm Christine.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Allie.
And together, we are aging and raging.
Hey,
hi, everybody.
We're
back.
Oh, my. What's up?
It's hello.
We are aging and we are raging.
Raging hormones.
We are raging in hormones, but you know, we're raging in
beauty
and joy and
friendship
and love and
acne.
Mm-hmm. Family,
pubes,
sweat. Okay, so today, whenever you're listening to this, we're going to talk about whether to Botox or not to Botox.
To talks or not to talks? That is the question.
It's absolutely in our society now, just everywhere. I remember when I moved from Los Angeles to the East Coast, it was like, oh yeah, there'll be less of that, but
not
no,
anymore.
This is just the culture.
Yep.
Now, so coast to coast and in between, and we are the age. We are the target age. Oh, wait, are we the target age?
No, guys, no, I think they're getting it in their 20s.
I think we're actually a little past
preventative.
Yeah,
preventative.
So people are getting Botox so that they don't get wrinkles?
Correct. They're getting it to paralyze their muscles so that the wrinkles never form. Mm. And then people start, like, I got it on my 39th birthday for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I had a very deep 11. And I was like, can you just make this go away? And it did.
Like this? If you're on YouTube, you can see
Yeah. Like yeah, this. Mine was so deep.
Deepest.
And it did. No. But I think for people in their 20s, they're like, oh, yeah, I do it preventatively. So that I never
my,
get
my
that
11
in the
is,
first
if,
place.
If you're on YouTube, my 11 age, is insane.
Our age is late
our
to
age,
do it.
They're like, you need to be working on
elasticity.
Like your, your elasticity, your skin needs a refresh.
Allie's writing notes.
Oh my so God. You're also supporting bone structure. So you're going to be offered things like Sculptra and threads.
What are threads?
Don't know.
And
my
I don't
fantasy,
really get it.
I will never do it. I'm too scared.
Threads are like what you get at the thrift store. It's a way to say clothing.
Threads are like, I feel like they sew. This is how I imagine it. I could be totally wrong. They like put a sewing needle in your face and then they lift everything up.
That sounds
and
actually
then
great.
They stay in your face, and I believe they dissolve in like a year's time. I could be so off base, but this is
I've never heard of that. Wow.
I'd be too scared to do it, but oh, it's my dream.
It's a little too, it's like a little bit severe looking.
I mean, you see, it actually sounds great.
Can I ask a question? Okay,
I think so
if you're
too. I just couldn't do it.
Toxing in your 20s or your mid-20s and you're doing it preventatively, is the idea that once you get to 45, you're done and you don't have to do it anymore and you just aren't going to get wrinkles ever?
No, but you always look 20 years younger than you are.
You just always do it. I think it's – well, I'll tell you this. I interviewed a person a couple weeks ago and she was 26 And she has three kids, so she kept saying, "Oh, I feel so old," and da 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 da. I'm like, "Oh my god,
what a waste!"
I'm like, "You're young and beautiful." She was like, "Well, I've been getting Botox and filler since 19," and it just blew me away. But she and I said that I'm like, "That blows me away." I got Botox when I turned 39, and I felt insane. And I did not even do that in LA. I did it after LA, and she was like, "Everybody does that when they're 19."
Yeah,
and I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
No, I can't believe that.
Me neither.
But I can't accept that.
We're late to the party. That's like a normal thing.
We're late. It's not just that we are late to the party. It's also like
the culture came later.
The culture came later. Like, it's not like that wasn't an option for us at 19. I have no idea where I would have been on it. I was barely shaving my legs, so I probably wouldn't have been getting Botox.
I had armpit hair at 19, loud and
when
proud.
I was like, when I was like 26 or 27, I remember I was like doing my clinicals for my master's, and the doctor that I was, the doctor that I was working with had a patient who was getting Botox in her armpits
to not sweat.
For sweat.
So that she, yeah, for like excessive sweating. Mm. And
he, I could have used that in high school.
I probably shouldn't say this. But anyway, okay. I'm not telling you what his name is. But the HIPAA violation.
And you were, it was 26. It was like 20 years ago.
He saved some of the toxin for his own face.
What? So like,
oh,
you know, because it comes in a vial and you buy at this patient.
Well, did he let, did he only charge her half of that vial? Because that seems like dirty.
It does. Like, she paid for his old ass face to get Botox.
Yeah, did he only charge her half?
I don't like that at all.
Okay. Wow. So it was happening a long time ago.
That's
dirty. So I'm just saying it was happening a long time ago, but it, to me, it was like a complete unknown. You know,
you're like, what's this going to do for his face?
Yeah. It wasn't on my radar. And for us at that age, we weren't thinking, oh, we should do this as a preventative.
It wasn't a normal thing.
No. Okay. Not even
I think it's, I was like, you did it at 19. I'm like, what the fuck?
Back in our day, people were really scared to get it still.
Yeah, now it's like,
remember when, I feel like, did Murphy Brown get Botox or did she, remember when I feel like there was,
does anybody know Murphy?
I mean, you're really aging us now.
Yeah,
it's really aging.
Or maybe, actually, maybe she was a single mom. I can't remember.
No, I don't think there were any kids. In-
what was Murphy Brown's show?
He was like a career.
Murphy
woman.
Was a
it
single
was
mother.
But what was plastic show? Surgery? Everybody got plastic surgery.
What was Murphy Brown's show?
Allie. Yes. Yeah. When Allie, in my mind, plastic okay, surgery. There was like a facelift era.
Oh, guys,
yes.
It was just called the Murphy Brown Show.
I just told you that.
Yeah.
In my mind, there was like a facelift era, which we were too young to be in the facelift era. Like, hello, we were 20.
Yeah.
But then, like, Botox in my mind, Botox around me wasn't happening until I was early 30s.
Same.
Right, same.
So that era where I would have actually been able to buckle down and get this fucking face under control.
Oh, you missed your window?
I missed my window. Like, the technology wasn't available to me. Now,
that's a great way to spin it, Kate. I also didn't get this fucking face under control. But...
Well,
I don't have an opinion on like if you should or if you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, I just feel like it's too late. Like I'm too far gone.
No, you're not.
But I don't mean, I don't even mean it in a negative way. I see, like, I also am surrounded by people who are frozen at 18 now.
Yeah. And you're like, I cannot compete.
Right. So what would I be doing it for? Who wants to be frozen at 43?
But I can't compete with 43.
Stop
either.
Time I, now at this space.
I see so women and I'm like,
stop.
We're not on the same.
No, we're all, but I do playing I feel field. Like we all look, I feel like we all look great, but I noticed that just for myself when I'm interacting with people, and this is like just a revelation at how shallow I am. The people that I always think to myself, like, they look great. They all have Botox. And the friends of mine who I'm like, yeah, they look like shit. They're all like me. They have Botox.
they haven't done Botox.
Okay, right. Well, I'm going to stand in and say no. I disagree.
About what?
I often catch my eye on a woman who just doesn't have Botox, looks her age, and has beauty and wrinkles. And
yeah. She might have really great Botox. That's what I'm starting think anybody, to think.
I don't think anybody should do Botox. I know my friends do Botox. They're gorgeous the way they were. I'm worried about the way the way they are. Everybody's gorgeous, but didn't need it. Nobody ever needed it.
Right, I don't understand. Nobody needs to color their hair.
I mean, how is it different?
Well, we're injecting our skin with I don't know.
Well,
like
you're putting chemicals in your hair that you don't know that seep into your body. I mean, it's what you're comfortable with and what other people are comfortable with.
But I'm telling
you, it's hypocritical.
That's my opinion. That's my opinion. I don't want my daughter ever doing that.
Mm-hmm, me neither.
My mom didn't do it. So that's probably maybe.
Our moms did it. It wasn't around.
Well, they could be doing it now. Like my mom, she's talked about it. She talked about it for many years, right? Yeah. But she never did it.
But here's a
question I have. Like, how long do you go? How long?
I don't know. When I get Botox, I say make sure my face still moves. It just like gives me a little pep. I still can wrinkle my forehead. You know what I mean? Like I'm not fully frozen.
So it's so interesting because you said like I wouldn't ever want my kids to do that. And part of me feels that too. And I have told you guys before, I make a big deal about looking the way, like looking just my normal self in front of the girls, and I hope it gives them the confidence to do the same. But I also look at Edie's face and I think like, freeze it now. Don't let it
freeze
get
it now. I also think it's a little hypocritical because it's like, oh, I don't think anyone should put, we don't know what we're putting on our body. We're fucking drinking Coca-Cola with corn syrup and eating bullshit. Where's the threshold? And I think the threshold is you're trying to look younger. Okay, I'm trying to feel good about myself. Someone might dye their hair because they're not ready to go gray. Like I'm not ready to be full throttle wrinkled yet. I'm just not. I still have them, but I'm not ready to go all in. It just gives me a little bit of confidence. And I don't look at other women and think she needs Botox. Like it's not for anybody but me.
And
way I get a haircut. Like it's maintenance for me at this point. It's not like I get it a ton, but I get it. Yeah.
It's like freezing age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like it's coming for us.
But dyeing your hair is freezing age. Why aren't you full gray
like
yet?
That's a color.
Let
palette.
Me tell you something.
Oh,
like a washout color palette.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why I don't. Have you guys?
This is a washout of my wrinkles. It's just the wrinkle washout. I don't go full on, so I have to do it 3 times a year. Same thing.
Are you shocked that I feel this way?
No,
but I think it's hypocritical.
Hypocritical would because I dye my hair.
You dye your hair, you eat a lot of shit, we all do, that we don't know what we're putting in our body that's equally harmful. Yeah,
if that's not the part. For me, it's not like you're...
It's about you freezing the way you look because you don't want to look old.
That's the same thing as coloring your hair.
Listen, you can also frame it differently. You can frame it like, this is something that I do for myself. This is how I care for myself.
For sure. Get that.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, but we're not,
and it
like
doesn't have to be
topic.
Something.
I think
you guys have to allow for this opinion because,
but so do you. You have to allow for my opinion as well. Okay, great. Yeah,
I am. That's why I let you speak. And now I'm giving mine.
Thank you for letting me speak. I mean, come on. Am I the only one on this call who's had Botox? Like, I feel like it's
no, I have too.
And
Kate, no,
that's
what I'm
saying. 11th. Kate wanted
I was
it.
Trying to say,
it.
Like, I'm a person.
I want to go back and start over and do. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what she said. I feel like I'm the only one who has this opinion. And I feel like that's okay, isn't it?
Totally.
I think
I'm stopping aging is the same as hiding gray hair. That's all I'm saying.
I disagree. Everybody knows in my life I have gray hair.
Well, like for my mom, for instance, she's not stopping the aging. She looks her age, but she has lighter hair. She still looks her age.
That's a different, I know a woman who's pretty well known, whatever, I'm not going to say her name, but she is very classically going gray, but does Botox in her 11. So it's the same thing, but reverse.
But I don't, I also don't think that like, I
the choice.
I tried Botox once on my 11.
Everybody's way is right.
It didn't work. But I also think that like, literally the minute that you shave your legs for the first time or put on mascara for the first time, you're already signing up to be in the world where you tweak your appearance. I'm already all the way in that world. So once you're in that world, I don't really think, I don't know. I don't think it matters what you take off the shelf in that world. Like I
think culturally on a deeper level, we are now like that world is so out. I don't that world, like we're in that world. Somebody else created that world for us as women. Somebody else created that and we're in it.
Totally.
And now it's a runaway train and we're expected in a way to look a certain way as women when maybe we don't.
I mean, I have to tell you, I don't do anything that I do for anybody else but myself. And I think I respect that. To Sarah's point, like, who am I trying to impress? I'm not trying to impress anybody. It's like, I like to wake up and feel good in my skin. And if fading out my 11s helps with that, BFD.
And you look fucking gorgeous.
Insanely gorgeous.
Let's just say that you look the best out of all of us.
I have a question.
But that's what I was going to say. If you did join us on YouTube and became our lucky 12th subscriber, you would all be like, everybody just needs to do what Chrissy's doing and shut the fuck up. Those will be the comments.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, Kate, you know how you were saying like everybody at 19 or Critty, everybody at 19, everybody does it now.
Yeah. I don't want my daughter to do it. I didn't do it at 19.
No, it wasn't available, like Kate said.
But I still wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. I mean, I don't know. It's not my culture.
Is there a counterculture that's like, no, fuck that?
Yes. Or,
you know?
Yes.
Okay. There is a huge one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
They're going in the complete opposite direction. They're bleaching their eyebrows. They're shaving them off.
They're doing snail trail facials or something. Okay.
They're still altering their appearance, but just in a different way.
My sister-in-law does these facials. She's like, I don't get Botox anymore. I do these crazy facials. And it's like, I can't remember what it's called.
Snail mucin?
Something like that, Sarah.
My kids put snail mucin all over their face already. Doesn't your niece?
They got that over at Sephora or whatever.
I have no idea. I had never even heard of it.
I was going to say, doesn't Stella?
But the teens these days, a real baggy t-shirt and an androgynous, is that a word, look is like a real style.
Yes.
Would that be like also those people are not botoxing?
I would say no.
I think injections are falling off for that era. It's these new facials.
Okay.
So but that teen or early 20s who's doing baggy jeans and baggy shirts and might also be getting lots of tattoos, piercings, bleaching their eyebrows.
You guys, they're called salmon really sperm. Funky haircut. Sorry to interrupt you, Sarah. They're called salmon sperm facials.
But this is a place of learning. That's what I have to say.
A salmon sperm on your face?
So she told me I've stopped doing Botox. Now I just do salmon sperm facials.
I just want to say,
I don't think that's available in St. John's County.
I have another question.
Definitely a West Coast.
The fishing population's collapsing. Look no further.
Yeah, like, right.
Because there's women putting fish jizz on their face.
Salmon. Wow.
The salmon.
Have you ever had
dying out?
And I want to try it
in the rivers of Alaska.
Because
we're putting the sperm on our faces.
Hold on. If you go online, there's before and afters of salmon. Wow.
Okay. Casey's like, we're all in on salmon sperm.
Wow.
I have another question.
Incredible.
Let's hear it,
because I have no idea. If you are Botoxing, like say you're doing your 11s and maybe like a little bit here or whatever, like I would do my 11, I would do around my eyes, I would do a little bit these lines here.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
You if can't
I would
Botox do my 11, these, they're just there.
If I was going to do or whatever, and you're doing it on a regular basis to look like good and always the same. Okay. Mm-hmm. How much does it cost a year?
Well, first of all, I don't think you always look the same because I still can see changes like age-wise. But how much does it cost a year? Probably $2,500.
$2,500 a year.
Mm-hmm. When you spend it out over the year.
So when you go in for a session, what is it? Like
$700?
Couple hundo.
You're supposed to go every 3 months. It's going to stop working at like 2 months.
I try to go every 4. If you exercise a lot or you're like have a fast metabolism, it goes away quicker. I just try to drag it.
For me, it's like almost not working anymore. So I'm
looking at you, Sarah, and that doesn't feel true. Like amazing, Sarah. You look ethereal.
That's just ethereal. Genetics, I have to say.
Oh, you're just lucky.
That.
Okay,
I love that too.
Well, Dot had amazing skin.
She did.
But I'll tell you, just for transparency, I have had filler in my lips.
Okay.
Where do you tox on your face? Do you just do your neck?
I get the lip flip.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I do my neck for these things.
Your neck bands?
Okay.
What does that do?
They just pull down here to make my it look like I have a double chin, and it also helps with headaches.
Okay,
that's for me. And I have done the brow lift.
A brow lift. Oh. That'd be fun.
Is that Botox?
That'd be fun.
What do they do? Just inject
that is
something?
A Botox. It like they do something where they like the brow lift involves doing a little bit here in the 11s area, and then also something up here to help, and that helps lift this, so you like have more open eyes.
Right.
Yeah, because
my eyes are like little slits for eyes now.
I want to cut out some of my
my eyes are getting smaller and smaller.
And Sarah, it's for you. Is it 700 every time you go, or what?
Yes, because the neck things, you have to put so much Botox in them to make any kind of difference.
Is it for a jawline, Sarah? I don't really get the neck thing.
It goes in your jawline. It's called the Nefertiti lift, guys. Mm. I saw it on Instagram.
But for what? Like for a jawline?
Uh-huh. So okay. I don't... like to reduce my like the appearance of a double chin.
Got it.
One thing I kind of like think about a little bit with my own face is, and this is obviously not a diss to anybody who does anything, because as I've said, I think on the whole, people who do Botox look better than me. But I do, just in the same way that you guys know I get off on like all my clashing patterns.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know if I just, this is maybe toxic positivity or self-delusion, but I do get off in looking really radically like myself sometimes. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I like how, not exactly that I like how I look, because,
but Kate, you're gorgeous.
And we all are. And of many of our, like a lot of our friends
in a non-toxic way, like I think all of us are like beautiful women.
But what I'm saying is like my face sometimes, like sometimes what I really appreciate about my face is like yeah, the 11s are making me crazy, but I look so radically like myself.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel good. And yeah, like, not to get really deep, but like, my mom died. My face, sometimes I'm like, wow, I look
like my mom.
Like your mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kate.
Hell yeah.
You're very beautiful, Kate.
You sure are.
Yep.
Before we go to nail fails,
always have been
cry in space. Okay.
Yes. Before we go to nail fails, can you guys speak to, like, do you let your partners in on it? Like, do they know you do it, or do you talk openly and they're like,
gotta go?
I guess so, because you put it on the debit card or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I just get eye rolls.
I would be so mad to be judged if I was like, JJ, I'm gonna go do my whole face, and he had anything to say about it. I'd be so annoyed.
I get judged. I get a lot of negative feedback.
Rude.
I
wish you wouldn't do that.
Which is kind
You're
of
so
sweet,
beautiful,
Sarah.
Just the way you are.
It's so positive feedback. I see that as positive feedback.
It is, to a point, but then if it's something where the person's like, yeah, but I like it and I feel good, you gotta let it go.
Yeah, it's just something I want to do. But afterwards, though, it's always positive.
Okay.
He's what do you mean? He'll be like, you look good?
You do look good.
Lip flip. He loves my lip flip.
Oh,
your
wow.
Your lip flip looks so good, Sarah. It looks amazing.
Can you guys imagine if I came home with a lip flip?
They're
so subtle.
Lip flip is
magic. You can barely tell.
Oh, my husband would be.
A lip flip so subtle.
Out. So freaked out.
It's different from filler. It's just it's like you have lip gloss on.
Okay, thank you guys for that 101, Botox 101.
Let us know where y'all are on it.
Okay.
Y'all toxin or not toxin?
Guys, toxin
talking
positivity.
Talking about toxin.
Toxin
positivity, y'all.
Toxin about toxin. This should
we'll
have been
give
one
it to
really
you.
Hung up. Toxin positivity.
Talking about tox.
That's a great episode name.
Tox.
Toxic positivity and toxin positivity. I don't like them.
Love a double header.
Love it. I love
okay.
it.
Who's got a nail fail?
Yes. Okay, I'll do a nail. I guess I have a small nail.
Let's hear it. I love a nail.
Last night. You know, summertime here, last night at 10 p.m., which, as you guys know, is an hour past my bedtime, Wawa said, Mom, do you want to go see the new Jurassic Park?
Yes.
10 p.m. Oh, Wawa. Okay, I was thinking about...
There's a new Jurassic Park?
I was thinking about Wolfie, and I was going to be like,
I had no idea. And you leaned in, you said yes.
I was like, let's go. I'll get the keys.
Oh my God.
I really awesome. Wanted to tuck myself in, but we had I got a large Coke and I was hiding. Yes. I was like peeking between my fingers for the dinos. And I walked out of there at midnight on such a high.
That's so
cool.
Yeah, it was great.
That's sweet, Kate.
That rules.
I hope I get the same.
It was fun.
That's awesome.
That's
I love
lovely.
It.
I don't think any of us were wanting to be with our parents at that age.
No.
Especially for a late night movie, like what?
No
way.
You did something definitely. So.
But Molly, that's why I had to grasp it, because like, where is he now? He won't be home. Like, I have no idea where you guys. He's out now and probably won't be home. I won't see him again till lunchtime tomorrow. If then,
that's so crazy. So he's just like out chilling in the streets of New York.
Oh my God, it's so crazy.
That's so weird.
It's like the way that I'll find out how his night was. And of course, I'm only being treated to a sliver because it's the Instagram that I'm allowed to follow.
Oh, he's got double accounts. Who knows?
Not only double accounts, but he probably also has he definitely has, you know, like they are on Snap with each other. I'm not even on Snap.
I didn't even know Snap was still a thing.
It's more of a thing.
They only Snap.
They only snap. But anyway, I'll see a picture of him eating dumplings or something. I'm like, oh, you ate dumplings. Cool. Yeah. Like at 1 a.m. You know, like, I'm like, oh, that's fun. Be safe, sweetie.
Be safe.
Oh, wow. That's just so weird. Mm-hmm. It's a little old man child.
I've got a nail. Molly and I had a little fun today. We went out this morning for early morning beach session. And we hit a donut shop, which also had bagels.
Oh, yeah.
And we were with our kids sitting and having some bagels, and the kids pick what they wanted, and we're eating. And there's
We are at a table. There's four of us and the tables are lined up and I am facing the street and there's a couple, a man and a woman, the table in front of me, and the man is facing Molly and I. Looking over our kids' heads and facing Molly and I. And I had my sunglasses on. I didn't have my sunglasses on. And then I put my sunglasses on and I was just like, Molly, this man just put his sunglasses down so that he could stare at me.
What, like took them off?
Stop. He was like, hey, good looking.
He's staring over here. And she's like, no, 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 no. You're just making that up. Like he's got... He had black, his shades were black, so you can't see what his eyes are doing.
Oh, he's like, because the pool guy wouldn't check you out the other day.
Yeah, okay. So I'm like, no.
Redemption story.
This is different. This is different. He just had his sunglasses off, and he was like staring at me into my eyes.
Is he an old teacher? Was he a teacher?
Creeping, maybe. Creeping me out. So I just had to put my, and so I'm like, and look now, you can tell. He's got his glasses on, pretending to. Talking to his wife, he's staring straight at us.
And then I saw it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was happening.
It was definitely happening. One table away, just facing straight at us.
Just creep vibes.
And so, and you know, like, we're not going to get political, but you know, like I was already clocking, okay, what is this man wearing? Okay, he's got the hat. He's got the American.
Big old American flag on it.
MAGA hat or just America?
What did the shirt say?
America or MAGA?
Freedom. Don't take my freedom away. Something like freedom.
Yeah. Something. I get the vibe. We get the vibe instantly.
Florida vibes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So then Molly is like, oh, okay. I've got his number. Let's give him a little show. So she starts. The kids, we've got all boys. Goldie's at camp. We got all boys at the table.
Oh, do they think you're lesbians?
And Molly is like, let's give him a show. So she just starts leaning in and like necking me. Okay.
Sister, nuzzling, sister.
Nuzzling into my neck. And yeah, we're sisters. So it like felt really normal.
Not but, like French kissing her neck. No, just, like, but just like
nuzzling.
Her
and like.
And Leo's going, what are you guys
doing? So weird. What are you doing?
I can't touch up.
Oh my God. Molly's like, give me an Eskimo kiss. Give me an Eskimo kiss.
That's so good.
Immediately.
Oh, God.
It worked.
Immediately turned his head.
He jerked his head so fast.
Into another direction.
And he got that American flag right up from the table, and he and his wife walked out.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
USA, yeah. Baby.
You scared him off.
It was super cool. It was super cool.
Because I couldn't have done that. Like, I wouldn't have felt super comfortable with a friend doing that.
Right.
But with a sister, it was like, oh, let's go.
It was really
so sweet that like a couple things like this. Great that as middle-aged sisters, you guys are still reading passionately gay and in love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, the boys really are just like,
they're like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, my God. Right. Phoenix was like, you guys have time to dyke out, but you don't have time to get me some medicine.
They're also every time they say, mom, 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 we can't hear them. We're always in a conversation. And we're like, sorry, we can't hear them. We cannot get to their needs. Well, we're together.
Now I noticed that because one of them will say, look how many times I've said it.
Watch,
mom,
watch.
Look how many times.
Oh. Anyway, that was fun.
Yeah. Anybody
that's like old days. Old days.
Yeah, I'm considering
that. I have a nail. I feel like I'm just going to take credit for saving the 4th of July.
Oh, let's hear it.
From my stepson. So we were out at a party on the 4th of July, like before all the fireworks started. And Hudson and I had already decided, like, we're not fucking staying for the fireworks.
Why?
It's because they don't start until 9:30. And then when it's time to go back to your car and go home, you are in traffic for like a fucking hour, even though we only live.
Okay, Sarah, I've just clocked you as the kind of parent who wants to leave in the 8th inning. You want to leave before the movie finishes. Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Beating
before,
traffic.
Before no the concert where. Ends.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, and I remember this happened last year where we had made the same decision with each other. And then the message was not like communicated to Seb, so he like got like swept up in the crowd of people walking to fireworks. So we had to just go find him and watch the fireworks. We had no choice, but this time we were like prepared and we were like, no, we're not going to. And you know, it didn't go well. Like it was not this.
Oh,
message
really?
Was
he
not
didn't
received
that
well.
The child didn't receive that message, Sarah, that you guys were staying at the 4th of July party until the fireworks that you were going home.
I was like, I'm really sorry. We're not gonna stay for the fireworks. So we're driving home, and I have this like literal sweetest stepson, and he was in the back seat, like silent tears. Sucked.
Oh.
I felt awful, but I could hear people shooting off fireworks everywhere around the neighborhood as we were driving home, and I was like determined to find some.
Oh,
but then as we were driving back to my house, I saw some people like that we knew in the neighborhood like walking out to this like overlook point which looks over towards the fireworks. And I was like, let's go follow them. I bet they're going to watch some fireworks. So we did. And we basically watched the same fireworks show that everybody else was seeing, but from like, you know, a distance. But it was still cool for them.
That's great, Sarah. Very cool. Well done, Sarah.
And he got to be with his friends.
Oh, that's great, Sarah. You did save the night.
And now you know what to do.
But you saved it from yourself.
I saved it from myself.
You're like... The way you set that story up, you saved it, but you're also the one that put the fireworks in jeopardy.
Is it just me? Like, I feel like the fireworks experience is a sensory fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Everybody's smoking cigars. Why?
Yeah.
Bad music.
Depends. I like Bruce Springsteen.
It depends on what they're playing. And there, once the fireworks start, there's like ash falling in your eyes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Not
and it's very fucking loud.
Yeah.
Yes. Nobody asked, but like we finally nailed the 4th and we went to the Jersey Shore with my friends, Brian and Bridget, and had a 4th that checks every single box.
Yeah.
But I've had many years and I feel the same way about the 4th of July as I do about New Year's Eve. It is very hard for things to line up and meet expectations. Yeah. Crowds, right. Weather, linking up with friends, making plans, getting kids to like kids having fun, you having fun. It's very stressful. I wouldn't have left the fireworks early, but I probably wouldn't have gone in the first place.
Yeah. 4th of July, I'm like, ugh, whatever. It's New Year's in Hawaii, yeah. You guys. It's New Year's. It's insane. And it goes on. Till 6 in the morning. So
that's
you just have to prep
LA.
Yourself.
Pretty and I.
It's crazy.
It was
no
nuts.
Matter where in the boondocks you are. It's every
I love fireworks. I have always loved a fireworks show.
Pretty and I love
I
fireworks.
I will always go to a show and sweat through the traffic. I love it.
I feel like 4th of July is our holiday.
Yeah.
Me and you.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's totally ash and there's fucking people and you're sweaty and there's bugs. Like for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Definitely.
I don't know what it is. Nostalgia, I guess.
Nostalgia.
Just love me a firework.
And it's great because it's a holiday in the summer. All the other holidays are during the school year. A holiday in the summer feels different. It feels great to be out late and not be stressing the morning. I like that part.
And Kate, this year I got the Fort Greene and got to walk by your house on Water Street twice. And I was reminiscing about many memories.
That
oh my
house,
god! I was like,
oh
we
my
threw
god,
the sickest fucking parties they at this house, trying to tell my kids. And
oh my god, Allie, I tried to explain to Wilder. Wilder was like, I'm going to a great graduation party. I was like, sweetie,
no,
you have no idea
good.
What a good
You're
graduation.
Like, not as good
oh,
as
honey.
Mine, bitch.
Yeah, I was like,
three story
cute,
house,
sweetie.
No parents.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Bing, I got you
one,
beat.
Ladies.
Oh my god, it was epic.
I was like, have you ever heard of a little thing called Y2K?
Y2K,
no? Okay.
Bitch.
Never mind.
Smoke-free class of 2000.
I got kicked at that party.
Yeah, you did. No
comment. By an ex-boyfriend.
Oh my.
You did at Y2K?
Oh my God, I forgot you were actually physically abused. I've actually
I was abused. I got kicked.
You were abused. And somebody
I got kissed.
Somebody peed off
I
my
also
balcony.
Got kissed.
Somebody peed off my balcony onto a cop. That also happened.
Stop.
That's right.
Who?
That's right.
You got a side text who did that. I don't remember
who?
That.
I don't know.
If
who
it was
did
you
it.
And you're listening, who, let us know.
Just own up. It's 20 something years later.
Wait, though, do you guys remember that I came up to the party? I walked up to the party, and the guy who I had the deepest high school crush on.
Okay.
Who I had just made out with the weekend before.
Whisper to me, Ellie.
Oh.
Who is it? Will you text me?
Can you
me?
Hold up a piece of paper?
He was making out with someone else on top of a car when I walked up to the party.
Fuck, man. High school's brutal.
That was a horrible night for you then, Sarah.
It really fucking
was. Crazy because it's
I made
so,
the best of it.
It's so easy to laugh. But like if Edie came home and was like, I made out with this guy, it meant everything. I turned a corner.
He was on the car.
He was on the car. That wouldn't happen in New York, but right. I turned the corner and
he was at the corner of the bodega. Just
necking.
Crushed.
I'd be like, wow, that really hurts.
Yeah.
God. Wow. What we really should be spending our time doing is writing the sickest YA novel ever.
Yeah,
we're waiting.
Oh my god, we have different stories.
Yeah.
Mine is so severe, you guys.
If you could do one about
what?
Really? Later. Okay, we're waiting, Molly. I'll text you later.
Okay.
Anybody else with a nail fail?
Hi guys, I'm drawing a blank. I'll come in high next time.
I wish we could tell the listeners like our high school stories.
Oh, just, they're so just... glad we can't. Nothing would be more boring for a listener. It's the same as you want to hear about this dream I had.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Dreams are so boring, but I tell them all the time. I have really fucked up dreams.
You can tell your dreams anytime, here, honey.
I have very sexual dreams and like wet
dreams.
No,
your dream was
I have
our season.
Sexual dreams. It's sick.
Here for it.
Here for it.
All right, guys.
That's right. So listen, guys, we are taking a short break with our families, right, Gritty?
That's right, guys. We're going to be taking 2 weeks off. Even though we just started.
This is exhausting.
Which just a lot of, we're getting our work ethic back in the groove. In those 2 weeks, we're going to play a couple of our first episodes. So those who are just now listening, you can hear a little bit of when we first became moms.
Yeah.
Which was a time. And then we will be back on the mic with fresh new episodes. Back to school, BTS new apps.
Oh, no, it's not back to school.
Oh my God. It is for us. Not you, but
Lordy. We just started.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging with us. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, share. Share it with a friend. Give us a shout out. We love you all so much. See you next time.
Love you.
Look how good I look like that.
Me too.
And me too.
No, seriously.
God.
Do they have a Botox filter?
Definitely.
How do I look?
No, but what about?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.